Academy Sports and Outdoors wants everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading to the driving range, prepping for your upcoming hunt, or firing up the grill before the big game, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at the prices that you're going to love. And with the curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at Academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, Academy Sports and Outdoors is there to help you have more fun out there.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Call 1-800-800-MOVE or online at gapackandload.com. Wellstar Health System. More than healthcare, people care. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Oh, my goodness. It is a crisp, beautiful fall morning here in the classic city. Yes, the heartbeat of Dog Nation. What a Thanksgiving week this is looking like. And welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios, presented by Wellstar Health System, attorney Ken Nugent, and our good friends at Georgia Pack and Load. And I think you're all aware of certainly what we're all trying to get accomplished here. We're trying to land the plane over the next few weeks of the college football season, but at the same time trying to get the plane in the air for the college basketball season, which is scheduled to begin on Wednesday of this week. So a lot going on and a lot of news flowing. I think if you followed over the weekend, the Georgia football team playing Mississippi State, you're well aware that that game was, it was close to not happening. Mississippi State only was able to travel 59 players. You're able to take 70. I mean, by rule, you can take 70 with you on the road in the SEC. They only had 59 players that they could bring with them because of the pandemic and the testing and contact tracing. Of the 59, only 49 were scholarship players. So that game was very close to not making it, but it did get played. Georgia won. Now basketball season getting set to start on Wednesday, and Georgia will host Columbus State at 5 o'clock at Stegman Coliseum. They were scheduled to play Gardner-Webb now on Sunday of this coming week, this coming Sunday, at 2 o'clock at Stegman. That game has now been canceled as Gardner-Webb had a positive COVID test. So it's kind of the world in which we live, but it is what's happening right now. Yesterday I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to a guy that knows all too well about this, as his sister is involved in the healthcare system in Michigan, and that's University of Georgia head basketball coach Tom Crean. Coach, happy Thanksgiving week to you. It's awfully good to see you. You're looking good, looking healthy, and let's get it going.
I appreciate it, Chuck. It's good to be with you. It's good to have the start of the season, too. It's going to be the last 8.5 months have been unlike anything anybody's ever dealt with around here, and I think basketball season is going to probably add to that. So we've just got to be prepared on a day-by-day basis and make sure that we're ready every possible way that we can be for what's next, and then be able to be flexible and adjust if something changes. But right now we know we're getting ready to open up on Wednesday night at 5 o'clock against Columbus State.
Well, this has been kind of good news, bad news thing since we started dealing with it. Every time we get some good news, it seems like we sometimes get some bad news behind it. The bad news right now is that we've got a number of spikes around the country that are certainly causing a lot of concern. The good news is that this vaccine, that there seem to be several different suppliers coming out, appears to be on the verge of getting out to the public.
Yeah, when that happens, I mean, I follow it. I follow it as close as I can. I mean, we just wait and see. But at the end of the day, it's making sure that your team is that you're trying to do everything you can do to keep your team and program as safe as it can possibly be. Keep pushing education. Keep pushing experiences that others are going through. Keep pushing out the news of the world, right? And, like, right now, constantly telling them, like, how many football games get shut down on any given weekend. And they see it at home here because Georgia football has had to miss some games because of other people's situations. And it's just – it's a very, very tough time. And you just – but we've got it in a really good place because when I think of anything that we have to make an adjustment on, I just remind them of all – the people that are dealing with this firsthand, or their families are dealing with it firsthand, or the healthcare workers that are dealing with it constantly. And every time I talk or text with my sister back home, who's a nurse in Michigan, it's hard to look out and see anything but we're very, very blessed because of what she's dealing with and her, like so many thousands upon thousands of other people that are in our healthcare systems, what they're dealing with is incredible. And so we've got to keep it all in perspective. And that's the most important thing.
You know, I got to ask you, you're a guy that's, your life's been dedicated to coaching basketball and helping young people. And in your wildest dreams, I know how much you love to talk about basketball and all phases of it. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd be dealing with something like this where it's critically important to keep your players educated on what's going on there too?
Oh, I think as a coach, you have to have the ability to adjust and be flexible. And I think it goes to a saying that I heard a long, long time ago, and I keep it on my wall in my office. I've kept it on my walls in my offices for years, is that, and it's a Bill Parcells quote, as a leader should expect up to 5 unexpected things to happen every day, and how that person handles those things defines their leadership. And to me, I think when you live like that, the best that you can, that doesn't mean that you don't get angry. It doesn't mean that you don't get happy. It doesn't mean that you don't get, I try not to get frustrated. I try to believe that we should be over being frustrated by the time we get through the 5th grade, you know, but it doesn't mean that we don't have to make a lot of adjustments. And you've got to keep harping. The more they get tired of hearing it, well, you got to keep saying it. You're just trying a different way to say it. It's like a drill, right? In sports, I mean, there's for everything you're trying to teach, there's numerous ways to teach it. You just got to make sure it gets taught. And in this situation, it's just so different. We have not competed against anybody in 8.5 months. I mean, I'm as uptight for the start of this season as I think I've been for any, because of everything that's going on, because you just don't know. I mean, this is going to be the first time we've ever, myself, other coaches, have ever walked into a situation where you didn't have a scrimmage against another team or an exhibition against another team or two, right? Obviously. So it's all different now. But we've just got to handle it the best that we can and be able to be flexible and adjust and move forward through every situation that we deal with.
I'm not going to ask us to complain because everybody's facing the same thing. But for what you have assembled here for this season, a scrimmage or two or an exhibition or two has sure been helpful. You got a lot of new names and new faces and guys shaking hands in the locker room, getting to know each other.
Yeah, 8 new guys is different, and it's very different. And they've done a really good job of building chemistry. They've done a very good job of competing against one another. We've had a lot of good days, but what does that mean when we lace it up against somebody else? I don't know. And they're major league dress rehearsals when you get those exhibitions and those scrimmages. You get a chance to test yourself. But we don't have that, right? And neither does anybody else. So we've just got to be able to make those adjustments, see as we go, and be flexible.
All right, I'm going to get to all about this coming season and this team momentarily, but I got to ask you about what was an incredibly great moment, not only for Anthony Edwards, but for University of Georgia basketball, with him going number one in the NBA draft. And just what a terrific thing for that young man and for this program.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is. It's emotional to watch him be that happy and his family be that happy. It's great, great thing for this program. When you have something that happens like that, that's never happened before, that's just monumental. All right. And the last time somebody had been picked third was Dominique Wilkins 38 years ago. That turned out pretty well. Yeah, right.
But he was pretty fair.
Yeah. But to have a number one says a lot. And it says a lot to the future for recruiting, that your dreams and goals and all those things can be accomplished here, and you can get to places that other people try to act like they've got the market cornered on. And it's not necessarily always that way. I mean, the NBA is going to find the people that fit the best and have the most upside and have the ability to come in and change franchises. And I think Anthony Edwards has got that, and he's going to do it at the age of 19. So we're really happy for him, certainly proud of him, and says a lot about what you can accomplish at Georgia.
And that is that was my next point. It does say to young men across this country, hey, look, I can go to the University of Georgia and accomplish everything that I'm hoping for in my dreams at the next level.
Absolutely, because there's so many, he came in, this is really hard. I mean, he came in the number one prospect in high school, into college, right? You know, give or take whose poll, but it's really, really hard. I told him 3 weeks in, and he was learning and adjusting and learning what it was going to take to go every day. This is back in June, a year ago. And I said, there will be way more ways for people to look for you not to be a high draft pick or number one than there will be for ways for people to look for it. I said, because you're coming in predestined. And I said, you're going to have to be that much better, that much harder of a worker, that much better in everything that you do to accomplish this.
Because they're looking for reasons that
sure,
you shouldn't be.
Sure. You know, I've had guys that have been, Victor Oladipo was a guy that people saw him being a draft pick his junior year, but it didn't escalate until really like February, right? And then it's like, oh my goodness, everybody wants to be the one that discovered this guy, right? Or remember this name, or, everybody likes to proclaim. But and Anthony Edwards, everybody knew the name, right? So they're trying to slice and dice and figure, okay, is he that good, right? And to live up to that and then to end up still being number one, that says a lot about him, says a lot about the way that he got better here, says a lot about the things that he learned here. And that's a big deal, because there's been kids that have gone into programs that they were ranked real high going in, and they didn't come close to that when they left, right? They didn't come close to being in the draft that high or finishing that high. And so that's another sign that we're trying to get across to people, whether nobody recruited you or whether everybody recruited you and everything else in between. If you come in with the right work ethic, if you come in with the right attitude, if you come in with the ability to get better and to be a better teammate, things can happen. And we coach them hard because we love them, right? You don't coach somebody hard if you don't see potential and growth and where they're going to go in this. And that's a bottom line here. And so like when he walks into NBA training camp and he walks into the season, he's going to have a much better view of what it takes to go on a day-to-day basis than a lot of guys, because he's gone through it, right? He had expectation. Didn't mean he was good every day. I didn't say he was had his best day every day, but the expectation for him to have his best day every day was here, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
And that's what you pushed him toward. Let's talk about this year's team. And obviously, Anthony Edwards is gone. That's a huge hole to fill right there. Rashawn Hammonds is gone. Another big hole to fill. You've got some of those. What do you like that you've seen about you? You brought in three graduate transfers, some JUCO transfers. You brought in some true freshmen. And then you had a small nucleus returning. What do you like that you've seen of this blend?
Well, I like the camaraderie. I like that they've worked really hard together. They're starting to learn how to get each other through tough situations. I don't think we're meshing real well offensively yet into the place of where we've got to move really well without the ball. We're random cutting. It's so hard for people to come into situations where randomness is such a huge part of how we play, right? It's read the ball, play off your man. And guys get – because we haven't played in so long, they don't have that experience yet of, okay, now I got to cut. Now I can do this. Now I can do that. They just need game experience. They need game experience. We need to continue to build our offense. But in the meantime, we got to be able to get to the rim. We got to be able to make foul shots by getting fouled. We've got to be able to hit open threes. The ball has got to move. We've got to play with tremendous speed on offense, especially on the break, and we've got to create some havoc defensively because we're not real big.
And you've mentioned that. So rebounding may be a little bit of an issue.
Sure. Team rebounding is going to be crucial, Chuck.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, team rebound has to be. We got to get guard rebounds. We got to get the break pushed. We got to push off misses and makes. And we got to bring speed to the game because we're not real big. And we've got to have guys that will draw charges. And like I mentioned, five guys that rebound, five guys in the paint that rebound. We got to have really good rotations. We've got to get deflections. We're probably not going to be anywhere close leading the league in block shots, but we better be up there and drawing charges. You know, getting loose balls, those type of things.
All right, one other question here. And that is, how deep do you feel comfortable?
I don't know yet. I feel like everybody can play right now. I feel like everybody we have on our team can go into the game and contribute. Now, how that's going to play out, we'll see. But there's nobody. I mean, Jackson Edder is a walk-on, and he's played really well for us. He's done a really good job, you know, throughout this and plays hard, competes. You know, I think this deep and consistent depth is going to be an absolute must and an absolute key to our team because we're not built to just come down and play half-court basketball and bury you in the post, and we're not built that way. You know, it's not how this team was put together. And we put this together, this team, with the idea of speed and playing faster and making threes and driving and kicking and getting back cuts and creating havoc defensively. So I think to have that happen, we've got to have a deep team.
Well, let's just get it going, see how it progresses. But, Coach, I'm looking forward to it. I really am, and I know you are, and these young men are, as you mentioned, as the way it ended last year. You know, it's time.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a different team. I mean, there's not a guy on this team that's like an Anthony or even a Ray that, like, on any given night, you know that they can go get you 20, 25 on any given night. Now, will we have guys get 20 and 25? Probably. But it's not like you know that walking in on any given night. So the team balance of this is going to be absolutely crucial for us. Absolutely crucial. And some guys are going to have to elevate and be the guys that are go-to guys, go-to and get go-to baskets. But this team has got to be balanced, and that's where that depth comes in.
All right, let's do it. 5 o'clock, Stegman Coliseum on Wednesday against Columbus State. The season will get underway, and let's be thankful for that on Thursday, and have a great Thanksgiving, Coach.
You too, Chuck.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks. And I may sneak down to your house for some turkey. I don't know. But at any rate, we're gonna start forging ahead of this season, and let's see if we can get it
done. My goal for these games, I know we're going to be in a much smaller percentage, probably 17-18% capacity. But the challenge in here is how do we make with noise levels, with decibel levels, with crowd noise, with music, and the fans that are here, how do we make this thing feel like 10,000? That's the goal every night. How loud can we make this thing feel? And that's what I'm going to be measuring it on.
All right, and that matters. It matters greatly. All right, we're going to take a break. We appreciate Coach Crean being with us. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll turn our attention back to football. They got a game Saturday night over in Columbia, South Carolina. That's next on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Round.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Table on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Now, welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. Our thanks again to Coach Tom Crean for spending some time with us here this morning as they get set to get their season underway on Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock at Stegeman Coliseum, taking on Columbus State. Let's turn our attention now to the Georgia Bulldogs football team getting set to travel over to Columbia, South Carolina, a 7:30 kick against the Gamecocks, who've obviously been struggling. They've had a coaching change, former University of Georgia quarterback and offensive coordinator Mike Bobo, who has now taken over as the interim head coach, and came up just shy against Missouri last Saturday in Columbia. But it'll be Saturday night. It'll be the Dogs. It'll be the Gamecocks, and it'll be an important game. Georgia's defense obviously looking for some pass rush, and they've got guys very capable of it, including number 11, Jermaine Johnson. Many of you remember he transferred in from junior college, but he's an impact player, and yesterday had an opportunity to sit down and catch up with him. Jermaine, let's talk a little bit about this South Carolina game, and this is a team now, this will be a little bit different than what you faced last week. They're not going to throw it every down.
Yeah, I mean, we're prepared for a physical game. You know, they've always had a physical offense and defense, so just going to go out there and execute what we practice and, you know, hopefully come out with a win.
Was it different playing a team like Mississippi State that comes in with an offense you don't generally see in our conference where they throw it a lot?
Yeah, it was different. It's definitely a different week in practice. Zone breaks, eyes on the ball. If you can't get the quarterback, he's throwing it probably 1 to 2 seconds. So just work on getting your hands up, getting in the throwing lane, stuff like that. So it's definitely different, especially for this conference.
What do you try to do to get pressure on a quarterback? What's your best move?
I worked the cross chop a lot. Recently have or scissors. I mean, it works, man. I go out there and I feel out the offensive tackles and, you know, see if they shoot their hands high, shoot them low, patience with their hands, like to lean forward. So usually, I mean, you want to get a sack your first rush opportunities, but if you don't, you're just feeling out the tackle, and then throughout the game, you got to feel for what he does, and then you know how to take him down.
How much of that can you pick up on film during the week?
A ton. All you got to do is watch the games of the season, their recent games, see what they do. I mean, if a guy shoot a long arm, see if they're one of the guys that try to knock them down. If they're patient with their hands, you can't do a finesse move way out there. You got to get up on them. So, I mean, when you watch film, it pays off a lot.
What's the most frustrating thing when you when you're rushing a pass? Is it when you just a tick late getting there,
yeah,
or is it when they escape from you?
Man, it's when I'm just a second late. You know what I'm saying? Or even like a half a second late. A lot of times it's kind of on your own technique, because you realize in a game, like, dang, if he held it just a little longer, I would have got there. But then you go back and watch film, like, oh, if I just dipped a little lower right there, or, you know, extended my steps a little longer there, then you would have gotten there in time. So it's stuff like that, that lets you learn and grow as a player. So.
Well, you came, I think, and people know this, that obviously they watched Last Chance U like I did. Mm-hmm. You were part of that series, you know, playing in junior college. What's been the biggest difference stepping into the SEC?
Technique. In junior college, I was just athletic, like really athletic, so I could just run around guys.
So that got you by?
Yeah, doing that and then relying on my strength, just running on guys or running through guys. So
that does not work in the SEC.
I mean, to a certain point it does, but at the same time, when you get to I'm a great pass rusher, and when you get against a great offensive tackle, then, you know, technique has to come into play at some point. So definitely you want to be your best at technique. You want to be better at using your technique than they are using theirs.
What do you want to get better at now?
Just more defined pass rush moves, knowing what I'm going to do as soon as the ball is hiked, and then knowing my counter off that move every single time. So then it's just boom, boom. You don't even have to think.
Do you see yourself as a specialist
as a guy that, hey, it's a passing down. Let's get Jermaine in there.
Yeah, that's what I love to do, man. I love getting a sack and then hearing the crowd and then looking at my team and getting the pats on the head. You want to go out there and do what you can for your team to help them. And I just like getting sacks. I like hitting the quarterback. So anything I can, any position I can be in to do that, and that's what I want to be in.
You want to be the quarterback's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I want him to be like, make sure 11 doesn't get here.
Yeah, watch out for 11.
That's all I want to hear.
All right, thanks to Jermaine for taking some time with us, and we do appreciate that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up here in this Thanksgiving week.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And welcome back. Our thanks once again to Jermaine Johnson for being with us, and head coach Tom Crean also. Keep an eye on the news now, because Georgia may come up with a replacement game for that Gardner-Webb basketball game that's been canceled due to COVID test on Gardner-Webb's team on Sunday. So that news may break over the next 24 to 48 hours, and we may indeed end up playing a game on Sunday. But that's the world in which we live right now in college athletics. So just keep a close eye on that. In the meantime, I hope all of you have a great, great Thanksgiving, given the circumstances. But just please stay safe. That's the important thing. Thanks to all of you for being with us today. We will not have a show on Thanksgiving, but eat some extra turkey for us, because I'm trying to trim back a little bit. All right? And let's have a great Bulldog week, everybody.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.